Hello and welcome once again to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. I am John Hoyle, and together with my co-reader, Lynette Edwards, we'll bring you part one of today's edition. Today is edition number 2278, recorded on Thursday, the 20th of June. As always, we have a few sets of news items, some letters to the Norwich Evening News, and today we have three features. More about those later. First of all, we're pleased to welcome new listener, Mrs. Doreen Roof of Brundle. We hope you enjoy our recording. Secondly, Chris Skinner's popular countryside podcast follows this edition of Chatterbox. Here is Lynette to tell you a bit about it.
Hello. This month, Chris gives us a very early morning start with a tour of the house and garden, with a dawn chorus, and we'll hear all about a large badger set at High Ash Farm. Again, we have to thank Soundyard in Magdalen Street, who produced this exclusively for us. Now we'll embark on our first set of news items. So, what's happening in the city? Would you believe it? The long-standing saga that is Anglia Square continues, as we hear it is now up for sale. Then an election prediction sees Norfolk going completely red with a Tory washout. In the city centre, works are still going on at Hay Hill, and also the impending demolition of the Marsh Building on the St Stephen's Roundabout is at a standstill. We'll start, however, with a brief look at recipients of honours in Norfolk on the occasion of the King's birthday. Norfolk and Waveney woke up to a new crop of OBEs and MBEs after Buckingham Palace announced the latest honours list. Among these was 82-year-old Paul Metcalf, the president of Norfolk Beekeepers Association, for his services to the hobby, which he shares with the King himself. Another is Sheldon father Tim Owen, who along with two other bereaved fathers walked 500 miles to raise awareness of young suicide following the death of his 19-year-old daughter Emily. He said, "For us all, it is bittersweet because the only reason we are getting this honour is because of the work we've done after we all lost our daughters to suicide." Also among the MBEs was Nick Level, a consultant from the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, who invented a device called the Norfolk Sausage, a tubular bandage used to help people apply cream to tough-to-reach parts of their bodies. Claire Cullen's chief executive of the Norfolk Community Foundation was also made an MBE. The honours list also saw Professor Diane Saunders from the John Innes Centre made an OBE, along with Michael Morrison from the Worshipful Company of Carpenters, David Tibble, a trustee of the Inspiration Trust, which runs several Norfolk schools, and Belinda Clark for services to agri-technology and farming.
Norwich councillors are understood to be in talks about buying Anglia Square after it went back on the market for £8.5 million. The authority has not disclosed any details about negotiations, but Labour's parliamentary candidate for Norwich South, Clive Lewis, said he was supportive of the bid. He said it could kick-start the development of hundreds of homes at the site after a series of setbacks in its rejuvenation, which have been going back two decades. Anglia Square has been put back on the market after developers Western Homes suddenly scrapped a £300 million revamp project of the site earlier this year. At the time, Norwich City Council leader Mike Stunnard revealed that he was in talks with government officials over the possibility of obtaining a grant to cover the cost of purchasing the site.
The Conservatives are facing a total wipeout in Norfolk at next month's election, with no MPs elected to Westminster for the first time in the party's history, according to a shocking new poll. The survey, by respected polling firm Servation, indicates a political revolution is underway in a region that has long been considered true blue. It predicts that Norfolk and Waveney will return a total of eight Labour MPs, two from Reform and one Liberal Democrat. Among the defeated Tories will be former Prime Minister Liz Truss in south-west Norfolk and ex-Science Minister George Freeman in mid-Norfolk, with the poll predicting they will see their respective majorities of 26,195 and 22,594 overturned. Both constituencies have returned Tories for generations, and the result, if it comes to pass, would be the first time since the Conservative Party was formed after the Great Reform Act of 1832 that it has not had a single MP in the county.
Norwich City Council has issued an update on its £3.2 million city centre revamp of Hay Hill, which was due to be completed last month. In its update, City Hall blamed one of the contractors for the ongoing delays. A spokesperson for Norwich City Council said, "We're working with the contractor, Tarmac, so they can minimise their delay to the completion of the work to Hay Hill at the end of April." A City Council spokesman confirmed that the project would be finished by the end of May, despite requesting an extension for the work to continue into June.
Council wants answers from developers. Anger is growing over a stalled demolition of a landmark city centre site, with councillors demanding, "What is taking so long?" Marsh moved out of their office in 2022, and plans were revealed to knock the Queen's Road building down. But after a huge fence was put up around the site, work has stalled. Now City Hall is running out of patience.